From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. And while Michelle Norris is away, I'll be spending some time co-hosting this program this summer.
That's right. We're trying something new here for All Things Considered, at least. Madeline is joining us from NPR West in Culver City. That's right next to Los Angeles. Glad to have you, Madeline.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to be here. And let's go to our top story today. It's actually in Washington, not California. Judge Sonia Sotomayor took her seat today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Obama nominated her to replace Justice David Souter, who retired from the Supreme Court.
It was the Senate and the nation's chance to focus on President Obama's first court nominee. She sat at a witness table facing the senators in a room packed to overflowing with staff, news media, and spectators. But on day one, there were few fireworks to speak of. Senators took turns reading opening statements, as did Judge Sotomayor. She spoke of her background.
In the past month, many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law. The task of a judge is not to make law. It is to apply the law.
Judge Sonia Sotomayor, the real back and forth begins tomorrow. And judging from the strong words today from some conservative critics, things should get more lively when questioning starts tomorrow. Republicans took Sotomayor to task for comments she has made in the past and about the role personal experience plays in her judicial decisions. But Sotomayor wasn't the only target of Republican fire. Here's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
President Obama said that he would nominate judges based on their ability to empathize in general and with certain groups in particular. This empathy standard is troubling to me. In fact, I'm concerned that judging based on empathy is really just legislating from the bench.
Indeed, empathy was the word of the day at today's hearing, and Senator Grassley is on the line. Welcome to the program once again, Senator.
Robert, I'm glad to be with you, and say hi to Madeline, probably for the first time in my life.
There
hi,
you,
Madeline.
There you are, and not the last, I'm sure. If empathy is troubling you, what do we want, callous judges who disregard the impact of the law on people?
Yeah, I think if that's your description of what Lady Justice above the Supreme Court is all about, if she's callous, then I guess I would expect judges to be callous. But I don't think you have to use the word callous. I think it's as simply as what is the role of a judge in our society or system of government? What's the role of a legislator? A legislator is to pass laws, because if you don't like the laws, you can vote them out of office. But in the case of a judge, they have lifetime appointment. You can't vote them out of office. So under our checks and balances system of government, it's very important that judges judge, in other words, interpret law, and that legislators make law.
But this is what Justice Samuel Alito said at his confirmation hearing before the very committee. He said, and I quote, "When I get a case about discrimination, I have to think about people in my own family who suffered discrimination because of their ethnic background or because of religion or because of gender. And I do take that into account. By your standard, that would be disqualifying." He should have said instead, "My background, my family counts for nothing."
That's absolutely right, because I expect a person who's a judge to look at the four corners of the law and make decisions based upon what that law says. Now, if it isn't clear, then, of course, they got a right to go beyond just the words of the law to court debate and to other courts and to the history of behind the bill. But here's, I think we're probably
You didn't vote against Justice Alito's.
No, I didn't. And let's put it this way. She was very positive in saying today that fidelity for the law is going to be her benchmark. The extent to which she doesn't distract from that over the next 3 days is going to help her standing with members of the committee, particularly Republican members of the committee. But I think we're concentrating on the negative today. Today was very positive from the standpoint of everybody, Republican and Democrat, saying that she was qualified from the standpoint of her educational background, from the standpoint of her community activity, from the standpoint of her being a judge and a prosecutor. It was only on a division of what a judge is supposed to do. And I think, hopefully, I've been consistent. You know, I have voted for every Supreme Court justice that is on the bench now, except Stevens, because he was there before I got there.
Let me tell you something about Stevens. I want to ask you a question about that justice in particular and about this notion of empathy. His father, as you may know, was wrongly convicted of embezzlement when Stevens was a young man, and then he was vindicated. Wouldn't an experience like that make a person who sits on the bench think differently about the fallibility of the criminal justice system than another judge might? Don't our individual experiences in some way color the way we would answer a supposedly objective question?
If I were Justice Stevens, I wouldn't even have to use the example of my own father. All I'd have to do is use an example of when justice has not been given to an individual that deserves justice. And that happens in our society. And when there's an injustice, that ought to be corrected. And you don't correct much of an injustice to an individual by passing a law. Once in a while, through a private bill, it happens.
Right.
But that's what the judicial branch of government is all about, to render justice. And Justice Stevens could render that sort of justice regardless of whether his dad had a bad experience or not.
I want to play for you what Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said today, what he told Judge Sotomayor at today's hearing, very briefly.
Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed.
Agree with that?
Well, I do feel that she has gotten off to a good start, and if she continues to answer questions within her statement of her love is fidelity of the law and her working as a judge is fidelity to the law, that's where most of the criticisms come from. And let me say, most of the criticism hasn't come from cases that she's made decisions on. Most of it has been come from speeches she's given off the bench or interviews she's given off the bench and things of that nature. So maybe she's going to convince us that in a sense, her political statements were nothing more than just her political statements,
right,
and they have nothing to do with her judging.
Senator Grassley, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
I'm glad to talk to you anytime.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa.